Parak Gimel in Eshbach Lefan of Sichi is going through some of the basic places in Rabbi Nachman's Torahs in page Ayin Dalet in this edition, where it says on the bottom of the Sefer Sichi Saran. There are two editions, so Ayin Dalet. I don't know which one you have. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. So it's going through some basic Torahs in Sichi Saran and in Likutei Moran. In other places, the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, which we're going to be referring, he's going to be referring back to throughout the Sefer and learning more Ba'aymek. So it's a matter of getting some of the basic ideas in this sugya of his Bardus, of getting it of getting more familiar with them. So we're going to try to do quickly because a lot of this we're going to be coming back to in greater depth. I want to first to thank the Parnas HaChaydish, his Penny Schwartz, the Zeich Nishmas Rachel. Gittel Bas of Naftali Zechon of Rach and Shem Shav Nalia, and also that's for the Chodesh and for the day. Yehuda Stern, Jeff Stern, Zechon Nishmas,
Rachel
Bas Tzvi, and Shem Shav Nalia, Lissimcha Nachas and Bro.
Amen.
Okay, page Ayin Dalet. Sefer Sichah Zoran, Kaisav Marenu HaRabbi Nassim, Shamati B'shmai, Shahayim Medar B'mechad, B'bnei HaNe'urim. Rabbi Nassim writes that Rabbi Nachman was talking to one of the younger chevra, Ibn Hanurim, by mechazik al samaod maod. Thank you, Shkar. Okay. By mechazik al samaod maod by his bodedus v'sicha ben levin kainai, and Rabbi Nachman was being mechazik this young man in this avod of his bodedus to speak to Hashem beloshen shemadabrim bo kedarko zechon levrach. In, as was Rabbi Nachman's way. V'amalo shevitchila say ikur hatfila. And, thank you. And Rabbi Nachman said to this young man that you should know that betchila in the beginning say ha ikur hatfila. This was the main way of davening. This is how people davened in the beginning. Mashaya kol echad medaber mashu b'libol if neshem is baruch. In the beginning, before the siddur was established, before our formal tefillahs were said. People would speak. Person would speak. Masha b'libo to speak to Hashem. What's on his heart? Loshen shahi medarim bo. In the language that they were speaking. K'mohu b'Rambam b'tchilas achas tefillahs. The Rambam explains the beginning of the laws of tefillah. Ayin shav. Shemavar as I say to the Rambam explains this. Shebetchila ha'yeh ze ikar hatefillah. Shebetchila ha'yeh ze ikar hatefillah. That in the beginning this was the ikar. Ach achakach, later on, ro anshe knesset gedola, as the Rambam explains, that the anshe knesset gedola, so that people were not able to find the words, people were having difficulty expressing themselves, and people probably were not, also, you know, the Rambam doesn't really write this, but people were not motivated enough to create their own tefillahs, to daven on their own, until they got there. People get into trouble and they start davening. But on a regular day, they're not davening. So the Anshei Knesset Gedola, Tiknu Seder HaTefillah. To see to it that every single Jew speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit every day. At least something to talk to Hashem. At least something to have a little bit of at least something with Hashem. So the Anshei Knesset Gedola set up the tefillahs. But that's not the Lachadchila. It's the Seder HaTefillahs that we have with the Siddur and the Machzor and all of that. It's magnificent, it's beautiful, it's deep, it's we rely on it, we depend on it. But all of that, the whole institution of Seder HaTfilas, the way that we daven, is a b'davening. The same way that we appreciate all of the yeshivas and the girls' schools and all the chinuch that the kids are getting, but everybody knows that that's a b'davening. That's not a chadchila. Chadchila was supposed to be the parents. It's now the kid and they learn. That's the chadchila. The entire system of Torah that we're in now is a big b'deavad. It's a b'deavad. Institutionalized learning Torah is a b'deavad. And institutionalized tefillah, davening, institutionalized davening with sidurim and machzorim and with shuls and the whole thing is all b'deavad. It's fantastic and we're grateful, but it's all a b'deavad. And the lechadchila was Torah that's very, very personal between a parent and a child, a father and a son, parent and a child, That's Torah Lechatchila was meant to be taught and given over in such a way, not just in a building, but in an institution, but by a parent. And Tefillah was originally Diburim that a person would feel on his own, things that he wanted to share, to speak to Hashem about. That's how people originally davened. Now, it's interesting because last night I was talking to the women from the shul. We were learning a little bit about davening for the children. And I mentioned that towards the end of the shiur that Rabbi Nachman used to say that he wanted from his chassidim, that they should betchila, he wanted that the chassidim, that his chassidim should do in the beginning what everybody else just does at the end. That's what he said. And what he meant by that, one of the things that he was talking about was his burdens. At the end, when a person is in trouble, God forbid, the person is going through something and he's desperate for Hashem's help, even though the siddur is great, but a regular davening, shachar ben chamarv, is not going to do it for him. He's not going to feel it. He's going to want to speak to Hashem about my child, my father, my mother, my friend is in trouble. I need help. We need help. He's not going to be satisfied with the ashrei and the yishtabach. Even though ashrei and yishtabach are amazing, but it's not going to satisfy what he needs to do to pour his heart out to Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman used to say, I want my chassidim to do at the beginning what everybody else does afterwards. But don't wait until that happens. What I was talking to the women about last night was, don't wait until, God forbid, a kid goes off the derech to start to daven for him. It's lechatchila to daven for our children. It's lechatchila to daven that they should be masli. It's not a b'davin. Don't wait until it's late and then to try to fix something that's broken. Same thing with davening. The beginning of davening, the tchila of davening, is a deep personal relationship with the Bari Erla and speaking to him the way that it was before. But the Eved, the whole Seder of the Siddur and davening was established. That's the tchila of davening, the beginning. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is telling this young man. It's about this, not just when you get to, when you're in trouble. When you're in trouble. When I was a kid, there was a very popular show. It was unbelievably dumb. So I might that I saw it like 3 or 4 times, but if that, even in the dumbest stage of my life, I couldn't be several more than 3 or 4 times. There was a Batman. There was a show on Batman. Everybody heard of Batman. He's famous. Batman doesn't exist, but he's famous. And so the comics were gewaltig, but then they tried to make it into a show. The show was mamash. Every single time, like the show ended, or like before the commercial, the person was tied up, and it was like this, for some reason, the villain never just shoots you in the head right away, because then they wouldn't have a show. So the villain, like, is always a shite, and he's not going to shoot you right away. He's going to like lay you down, and he's going to have this electric saw like going gradually down until it cuts your head off. Right? That's always. Instead, if it was a yid that was the villain, that you would just give him right away and then finish. So the commercial always came just like when the guy's lying there and it's going bzzz, and it's just like over your neck. Like the Gemara says, La havdil such a thing. There's cherev chodem nachs al tzavar shel adam. When the sword is by your throat. So Rabbi Nachman was saying, to talk to Hashem, don't wait until the sword is by your throat. Don't wait until it's right before the commercial, Don't wait until then. It's the chadchila to daven in such a way. The chadchila. And that is the chadchila of how Jews daven before there was a siddur. The whole inning of the siddur is a b'davin. It's an amazing thing, because the two most important things in life are davening and learning. And the whole mitzvah that we have now of davening and learning is a b'davin. With buildings, yeshivas, and with siddurim. It's fantastic, and we do the best we can. But it's not the chadchila. It's not how it started. It didn't start with institutions. It didn't start with shuls and yeshivas. It started in a very, very personal and intimate way. And Rabbi Nachman said, I want you to do chadchila, what other people are doing when they're in trouble later on. I want you to do it now. That's his brothers. Rabbi Nachman said, Al pi din, the ikar tefillah is, the yisod of davening is, something which is original, personal. That's the yisod of davening, it's the ikar tefillah. But the Eved, because we don't know how to talk, and we're embarrassed, and we're not going to do it. We're going to sleep. We're going to be too busy at work. So they made a shachas min chamar. This way, at least you'll show up, and maybe you'll daven a little bit. But that's not lechachil. Okay, page ayin hey. Okay, gam achshav. Shemisvalon said that tefillah shetikna shesagdar. So now we're in a bedevit situation, and the bedevit situation is we are now using, we're accessing the tefillahs that were established by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. Rabbi Nachman said, who told you that this is supposed to replace, this is supposed to enhance, to embellish, this is supposed to help those who are incapable of his baidudus? It wasn't meant to do away with talking to Hashem, personally. Okay, gamaksha. Shemespalim say that tefillah shetikna Anshei Knesset HaGadol. Even now, when we're davening Shachris Mincha Maariv, Tov ma'od l'ha'odom li'os rogel l'spal l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach tefilas u'tchines u'bakashas mi'libo b'loshon Shemeivim. Even now, a person should continue in the way that was the beginning of davening, which Hashem originally wanted for us, is to talk tchines u'bakashas, to ask and to beg and to speak b'loshon Shemeivim in your language. So now if you go to any of the Sfarim stores over the past 10, 20 years or so, they're putting out beautiful editions of tchinas. Now, there's also for other people's tefillahs that are wonderful. They're wonderful. They're amazing. Again, the Shlach, he knows how to make a tefillah. The Chidon knows how to write a tefillah. The Ben Ish Chai knows how to write a tefillah. Right? And it's true. It's true. And those are and because we don't, and we're not good at it, we're eternally grateful to the tzaddikim that they, and Rabbi Nosson also, the tzaddikim, that they wrote tefillahs, that we could be helped by using these tefillahs. But all of these, Rabbi Nachman is saying to this guy, that all of these are not a substitute for the l'chadchila shab l'chadchila, what it means to daven. He's not a substitute. She's a keu, huh? She's a keu, Hashem is about He told this young man that you should be zeichet to daven in the way. Of course, say all the things we have to say, shachris min chamar, but this is the ikar tefillah. And it's interesting because people that are Isaac and Hezbollah, those people that they feel like they're on the defensive, that they have to explain to somebody why, like, it's allowed to do this, why I would do such a strange thing like talk to Kadosh Baruch. But really, that's the chadchila of davening. That's how davening, that's the chadchila. And even now, Rabbi Nachman is saying, it's the chadchila of how to daven. V'ayin b'mokom acher, b'kam makremis b'dvarenu. Rabbi Nachman is saying, kam ahodim tzarech lahargil. Rabbi Nosson is writing this. Then, how many places, I've written this in many places, kam ahodim tzarech lahargil atzmo, l'chazik atzmo, pan habezu. To get accustomed to this, and to mechazik yourself in this way, that through this way of davening is how the tzaddikim came the madrigas. How they reached their madriga was through this kind of davening. So the author explains, hisbardus is not something different than davening. It's not something which is a chiddush of any sort. Just the opposite. The ikim mitzvah of davening is hisbardus. It's not something different or extra. It's the ikar mitzvah hatfila from the beginning of when a person first davened. It's the ikar mitzvah hatfila is his bodhus. We've gone away from that. We've lost our natural ability to do that, and we have to be mechadish to come back to it. Lo kosa b'gut demaran tinyana. And Rabbi Nachman writes in Tinyana Tzadik Tes, Omar, Rabbi Nachman said, let's do what he says. If you want to know when your Hezbardus is really A plus, like the best, you've reached the highest level of Hezbardus, you're really there. You'll know that when it's ad shi esomach ma'oich, it takes in the shmos of Hashem. When you feel that you're about to die, when you're on the verge of dying, then your Hezbardus is very good. When you've hit like the highest madrega. Because of the great tzar that you have about something that you're having tzar about, that you're having anguish about when you're talking to Hashem, or gaguo, or the great longing that you have for Hashem, the kisuf al Hashem is baruch b'amis. V'chein mevur b'devei Chazal, sh'omor ein tfilos sh'olam neshmas, elim kein, meisim nafsho b'kapo. The Gemara says in Tanis, as Rabbi Nachman said in many places, this is what we're learning in this parak, Rabbi Nachman wanted to show, that he's not being mechadish anything. This is all clear in Chazal, and this is something that we receive, but like many things in Yiddishkeit, over the years became lost or misinterpreted and so on. But the Gemara says, clearly in Tanis, Ein tefilos shel adam nishmas, when is a person's tefillah is really heard? Elim kein mesem nafsho bekapo, means your soul is in your hands, meaning that you're offering your life, you're giving everything into this tefillah, everything. Midivrei ha-Torah hazos mavur. From this Torah of Rabbi Nachman, it's clear. Shahizbardus kalolos gamis achelik shel bitui ha-gagum ha-kisufim shel adam la-shem zbaruch, kshem yotzim yipiv mikorach el ha-po. It's not enough to just think about these things, but the gaguim, the longings, the kisufim, have to be expressed. Helim el hagilui, to bring them out, not just to have them in your heart and on your mind, but to reveal them, to speak about them. The mechinas, as it says in Shir Hashirim, nafshi yotze bedavro. When is a person able to draw out the inner feelings of his soul? It's only when you speak. Nafshi yotze bedavro. Of course, the Rashi learns, Chazal tell us that when we were standing at Har Sinai and we heard Hashem's voice, that we died. So nafshi, my soul left, yotze bedabro, when Hashem spoke. That's the simple pshat. Nafshi yotze bedabro. That we were standing at Har Sinai and Hashem, we heard Hashem say, Anochi Hashem Lekecha, nafshi yotze bedabro, my soul left me. I couldn't contain myself. But Chazal have taught us that it's not only speaking about when Hashem speaks, but if I want my own nefesh to come out, then I need to speak. I need to talk. Nafshi yotze bedabra. Kloma ha-nefesh yotze tzimazgalis bedabra. Hashem made us in such a way that through dibur the nefesh is able to be freed. It's able to be released from that state of helim of concealment. When a person opens his mouth and speaks of the kisuf, his longings, his difficulties, whatever it is, it's not enough that you have these feelings or these thoughts, you must express them. Kama in the first chayat of Kutamaran, Torah Laman Aleph. Next page, Ayin Vav. Kutamaran Kama Torah Nun Beis. Again, just to familiarize ourselves with some of Rabbi Nachman's statements regarding his Bardus. So in Torah, in Kutamaran Kama, the first chayat of Kutamaran, Torah Nun Beis, it's a merdik, the Torah there Atayra Bogilo Rabbeinu's Inyan His Bardus. That's the Torah in which Rabbi Nachman first reveals this avoda of His Bardus. Mavur Shayidei His Bardus Shinas His Belaila. There, Rabbi Nachman speaks about His Bardus Bechlal, but particularly the power of His Bardus at night. At night. In those times, there was such a thing that there was day and night. Now, because at night, in those years, in those times, when it got dark, everything was quiet. Our nights are not like that, but still, nevertheless, one can find some quiet later in the night. Ideas, but Shanas is Belaila, Chutz LiYishuv, outside of where people are living. Rabbi Nachman says on the Mishnah Be'Avos, "Ha'hilach yichida b'layla." That's what Rabbi Nachman explains on the Mishnah, and he learns this talking about his bodhis. Mechutz liyishuv, outside of where people are living, by yourself, you go someplace by yourself. Efsha liskas lebitul. Oh, Rabbi Nachman says at night when it's quiet and away from other people, you can reach the madrega of bitul, of giving up surrendering your own ego and yourself to Hashem, and aydezer liikolol b'mechuyev hametzias, to become one, to become bound together with Hashem, who is mechuyev hametzias. Mechuyev hametzias is a common term that's found in the Svarim. It means only Hashem is an absolute being. All other things are this: A cause B, and B cause C, and C cause D. Everything has a siba and masuva and ilav, and all everything is cause and effect. Everything has something that's before it. Only Hashem is mechuyev ha-metzias. There was nothing before him, there's nothing after him. Only Hashem must be. He's mechuyev ha-metzias. And in that Torah, Rabbi Nachman is talking about how a person, a Jew, is able, for being mevatel himself to Hashem, primarily through his bodhus, he's able to become connected or part of that world that's called mechuyev ha-metzias. And that's why the tzaddikim were able to perform nisim, miracles, and to be able to see things that are not in the present time, things from before, things that are later, able to see things in a different way. Because once a person lets go of himself and he becomes bound to the mechuyev ha-metzias, then time is no longer a constraint. Time, he's not held by time. And a Navi is not contained in the moment that he's in. It's beyond the rules and regulations of this world. The tzaddik can be in different places at the same time. He's able to have kvitzas aderech. He's able to see into the future. Because once you leave yourself, once you leave yourself, so then you become bound to the mechuyev ha-metzias. The mechuyev ha-metzias is not subject to the regular laws of nature, time and space, and tzaddikim therefore able to be poil things beyond time and space. Those big tzaddikim. So now say they shemispalu mavakish mashem esbar. And this can only happen when a person uses this koch of tefillah, of his bodhis. Mavakesh hidavitz, mavakesh v'ashem esbach, ad shezoichel ezdakek memida ro achas. You begin, at the beginning, through working during his bodhis, you will first be able to purify yourself to at least with one of your midas ro's. With one midah ro. You could concentrate to work on the beginning, and one of the big problems that you're having with your midas, and to make that as part of your crying and asking Hashem for help and talking to Hashem about how I messed up with this, and again, I can't do it, I need your help, and so on. You pour yourself into the Hezbollahs regarding that negative midah. You begin with midah l'zdaka, and you will see that if you spend time in Hezbollahs crying to Hashem and talking to Hashem and asking for Hashem's help with that one midah that is your main nemesis. Some people like to start with a midah that's not the biggest one, because then you can become discouraged because you're waiting to see like results right away and it's not happening right away. So sometimes for some people, it's kedai to begin with a midah ra, with a negative part of who you are, but not the main one, not the biggest one. Usually the biggest one you don't know anywhere it is. Everybody else that knows you knows what it is. But there's a teva of a person to be oblivious to his biggest problems. So he's more likely to notice his smaller problems, and therefore some people it's kedai to begin working on some of the smaller inyanim of the midas. Because when it comes to the big number one bad midah, many people don't see that. So they don't see that in themselves. So to work on another midah, but to experiment. Every one of us can experiment. Again, we're going to be learning all the techniques of Hezbollahs one by one. But every one of us can experiment, each one of us, to take a particular midah that we know we need to improve. And instead of the usual reading about it and crying it, just complaining and shaking your head and saying, I can't believe I did that again type of a thing, to actually use it as an experiment and to focus on this in Hezbollahs. The weather's getting nice. It's a beautiful day. And to use it as a time his bodhis to go someplace that is still cool enough that you can go to the ocean somewhere and it's going to be okay to be at the beach. There's nobody there now, and to spend some time and talking about that particular inyan that you know that your entire life is this part of me, it's just not right. It's not good. I have not succeeded. I read about it. I went to shiurim about it. I understand where it's coming from. I was in therapy for it. Whatever it might be. And start using it as an experiment for his bodhis. When I say experiment, I don't mean in a cold way. I mean in a warm way. An experiment in his bodhis, and spend time on this inyan. Not about other things, unless it's chalila, some kind of emergency. But otherwise, on this inyan, it's guaranteed you begin to see changes, 1,000%. Not 999.99 is 1,000%. 1,000%. Machakach marbu tefila shezoich lezdakich ma'od midera. And as you're making progress, you begin to use the hisbardus for another midera, or to strengthen a midah taiva that sometimes is wavering. A midah taiva, but it's a midah taiva that needs some hischaskes. Ad sheyiske lezdakech mikol amidas aros. Until you zeicher to come to such a madrega of hisdakuch uchamidas, of being a much, much better person and much happier with who you are than ever before. Klemar hisbardus he tefila la Hashem isbarach b'mokam avudad me'an Hashem. His bardus is davening. It's not something else. It's davening in a place where you're away from everybody. Obizman shenechsha b'oidim yedifas ha'ilam. And it's a time when you can breathe and relax, and you get away from all the redifas, all the confusion and the craziness of this world. Acha hevle ha'ilam hazeh b'layla. And the night is usually the best time for that. Everybody's different. All this is to come to the tachlis, where a person is able to become bottle to Hashem. But what exactly is bittul? We're going to be talking a lot more about over here, and also in the Chassidus Shir. At the Erev Shabbos, we're going to be learning the Inyan of bittul for a couple of weeks. It's coming up. So that's the tachlis, to come to a place of bittul where it's not about me. I had a conversation two or three days ago with somebody with a kid in school and about the whole thing, and around 15-20 minutes into this, I said I thought you wanted to talk about, and I said the name of the kid, whatever, Moshe. She said, yeah, I am calling about Moshe. I said, all I heard about so far is just about you. She was telling me about how this is not our kind of this, and this is not kind of the people are not the kind of the neighborhood, and she's like talking about herself, and about she comes from a very chashuva family, and she doesn't feel that a kid should be in that kind of yeshiva, want to move to a different place, and that they don't appreciate. And she's talking about, you know, every now and then she put in the thing about the kid, but really it was about herself. It wasn't about the kid; it was about herself. So, how to let go of that? That's the biggest thing in the world. How to let go of that? How to come to a place where you let go. When you're obsessed with yourself, it's very hard to change. It's very hard that there should be any changes in the midas. You can read all the svarim on kas, but if you're obsessed with yourself, if you can't get out of that tfus that you're in, that place that you're in, of me, of the self, so then you can't see miraculous changes taking place in your life, because there's you and there's Hashem. How do you cross over from you to Hashem? That's through bittul. To tefillah, through bittul. That's how you cross over. From yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you cross over from yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you become attached to the Mechuyav HaMetzius. And even though you're not in tzaddik, you're not making miracles, but with yourself you can see miracles. You can see miracles with yourself. Doesn't mean you have to be able to cross through the water or anything, but you could find yourself that usually something would make you crazy angry, and you could see yourself crossing through that, not giving into that. There could be miracles. But only when you're mevati yourself to the mechuyav hametzius, you become connected to the one who is above time and space. Ad sheyizkel madrega alyona liyikol mechuyav hametzius kol hashana rabbeinu. Dover nosaf, the middle of page ayin vav. Another thing, Gila Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rabbi Nachman revealed, B'mailas is Baddish, Shebekoich Levatl of Noi Gezeris Ba'ilam. Spoke about this a little bit. I don't know if it was this year or a different Chabur. Kavur B'Sefer Sichas Haran. I think I was talking about something else. I just mentioned the Sichas Haran. Sicha Ayin. But there Rabbi Nachman says an amazing thing. Onav Omer. Hayitochen she'ono manichim es Hashem Yisbarach she'yaseh v'yachshav ligzor gzeiros ba'olam? I don't know if he did that in this chabur. Rabbi Nachman said to the chassidim, is it possible? That was, there's bad stuff going on. You know, the Ukraine was not a welcoming environment for Jews. There's a lot of bad stuff always going on. And all kinds of gzeiros, decrees. And Rabbi Nachum once said, "Hayitachem shel menichim Hashem Yisbarach she'yaseh v'yachshav l'gzeiros ba'ol." Is it possible that we're allowing Hashem to do such things? How is it possible you're allowing Hashem to make such gzeiros in the world? So he's, imagine that when he says such a thing. I mean, how do you allow gzeiros? How do you allow Hashem to do it? Hashem does whatever he wants. Rabbi Nachum said, how do we sit back and let Hashem get away with this? That's what he was saying. How do we let Hashem get away with such things? Because there was a time, but he says, man, there were terrible gzeiros. Rabbi Nachum was talking to him about something specific that was going on. And he was saying, can't let Hashem get away with this. What kind of thing is this? Basic zayim. We have to, it sounds to us crazy, but he knew what he was talking about. He said, we have to distract Hashem. We have to, like, you know, in all the war pictures, so you got to try to, like, the chevra has to try to get to someplace. So there's always, like, this heroic person that's going to be the decoy, you know what I mean? So he's going to run, like, the other direction. And then all the other soldiers, it only goes like that in the movies, but all the other soldiers from the enemy, they're all going to go after the decoy, the tzaddik, right? And in the meantime, the chevra is able to get in there, to take over the city and to win the war. So the decoy. So you got to distract the enemy. It's a big thing to distract the enemy. So kivyochel Hashem is making gezeiros. It's not good. So how do you distract Hashem? Now, it sounds like apikorsis. He thought Hashem is not a human being, and he's not limited to think about one thing at a time. But Rabbi Nachum is what he's saying is everything is in the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisari. It's all explained in very deep ways. But what he's saying is that Hashem made the world in such a way. Like when we see that Hashem is busy making a big gezeira, we have to say, Hey, Rabbi Shalom, can I talk to you for a few minutes? Can I talk to you? Look, Chris, is Hashem's Zorach Me'asakav, Shu Isaac Ben Be'ezek Zera, V'cheyesech HaSasham, there's some HaSasham, some weird thing. Look, Chris, Isaac Misham, to call Hashem away from what he's doing. Shu Yashlech Zayis, that he should put down what he's doing. Yashlech Zayis, put down what he's doing, that he's busy with this Zera, put it down. And then he should be focused on us, on what we want to talk to him about. Hashanah writes him, I'm not talking about the gzeir. About how I want to be close to you, I want to be near to you, how my whole life I haven't done tshuva, and I want to do tshuva, I want to return to you. There's a talk to him about something that would, kivyochel, he would find interesting. He would find exciting. Talk to him. Distract him. Get him away from the Xavier. Get him away from the Xavier. He's Isaacin. To come to you, to hear you. Now, what do you mean? He can hear everything. He talks there. It's not limited. Rabbi Nachman is teaching us this. That's one of the secrets of Sisrei Torah of Kabbalah. And he's bringing out in a very open way. That Hashem gave us the ability to do this. The David Levakish Menu Shikar Vesal Avedos Yisbarach. Ki kishe echad miyisal reitz lo David Hashem Yisbarach. These are Rabbi Nachman says these words. When a person wants to talk to Hashem, the Farish Tzichoso Lofan of Yisbarach. Not just to repeat by rote what it says in the Siddur. But he wants to really talk to Hashem personally. Personally. The version drops whatever he's doing. It doesn't mean the world disappears. He drops this gzera, whatever it is. That he's about to be gzera, whatever. Some gzeras, some decrees. Whatever he's busy with, kivyachol. He throws it all on the side. And Hashem turns himself completely to this person, Shavosh Ladarima, who wants to talk to him. Lefarish, Sichos, Lefanov, Lavakish, Meitosh, Yazreel, Laskarva, Lavisbor, especially if the person is talking to Hashem not about some problems, some gzeira, but how could I be closer to you? I want to talk to you about our relationship. I want to talk to you about our relationship. That's already something else. Not I have something to talk to you about in the veld. I want to talk to you about our relationship. So then Hashem spoke about our relationship, me and you. He said, yeah, I want to talk about us. Then the Rishon puts it down, puts his stuff down. So you want to talk about us. And I'll turn completely to you. And Rabbi Nachman said, this is a practical way to mevatel gzeiros. To mevatel gzeiros when they happen, mevatel gzeiros that they shouldn't happen. Imagine you have $1.5 billion, you have a husband and a wife, and every day he comes home from work, right? And she puts out a nice supper for him. I'm sorry, I know it's old fashioned, I can get arrested for that, but she puts out supper, and he every single day when this happens, she puts out supper for her husband. He talks about the boss is a Russia Kahaman. And then this secretary is a shaita, you know, like Paro. And she, you know, and he goes through like his usual thing about how his day was like this, his day was like that, or how smart he is, and he meant so much money. You know, he's talking about all of his different diburim after work he's going through the day. And as a good wife, she's trying to make believe, and she's trying to act like she's so interested in about how Akilish never anything, and Lashon Hara about the boss, and so on. She's all excited. But she's not really at all interested in any of this stuff. She's just trying to be nice and listening to what he has to say. Similar to when she starts to talk about why she did this, and he was so cute. You should see what happened with it. Yankee took the cantaloupe and he put it on his head. And, you know, she sang over her day, and he says over his day. And neither of them is really like, you know, this is just 90% of life. Like, it's not just nothing much happening. And all of a sudden, the husband, we'll use that marshal, the husband, because it's more dramatic. The husband says, you know what, Razi, Bailey, you know what? I want to talk about us. I want to talk about us. About us, me and you? Yeah. It's been a long time. You can be sure she'll drop everything. Nothing in the world is important. At that moment, about us, it's a shame. What's the shayla? The difference is that we can do that over and over again with Hashem's Baruch. So Rabbi Nachman is saying, so when it comes to the relationship, the union of a relationship, the Rosh Shalom says, you want to talk about us? I'm here. Akadekach, that obviously Hashem can think about the gzeirah too, we can make gzeirah, so it means that it's mamtik the dinim, it's me. Hashem doesn't forget. It means that it brings a hamtaka. That's one of the ways Hashem taught us that we could sweeten judgment. That we could sweeten dinim is when we pull him aside and talk about our relationship. He taught us this way of being matik dinim. It's a very deep method of how to sweeten difficult situations. Why does Hashem do such a thing? Because he loves us. He made the world that we could do that. He made us in such a way that we could do that. That is talking about, especially even if you're talking about other stuff and it's desperate enough, but especially if you're talking about our relationship, about the two of us. You want to talk about us? 100%. Try if you're married and if you feel like you're not getting enough attention, try it. But then don't say afterwards, I'm just kidding. That's bad. No, I want to talk about us. Oh, for that, that's right. There's time for that. There's time for that. For all the other stuff, there's no time. I'm busy. I have this, but that, I've done that. About us, what is it? What do you want to talk? What is it? That's really important. About us, the relationship. So Kivyoch Hashem made us with him in such a way. It's amazing. Hashem throws everything else on the side. You want to have a better relationship? You want to be closer to me? Let's talk. I'm here. And you see, you're in the middle of making a whole gzeira. Don't worry about it. Some other time. Right now, I'm yours. Such a thing. And we wouldn't necessarily have any inkling. Sometimes we know what there's a gzeirah, but most of the time you don't even know what's going on. It could be that you're saving somebody that's lying in a hospital. somebody that's going or is in a car and is about to have something, there's a gzeir, the chalil is about to crash, and the Baruch Shalom puts it on the side because you mamtik the dinim. You don't even know. We don't see this with our eyes. In the future, we'll see, but we don't see this now. We mamtik dinim in such a way. It's also brought up on our page Ayin Zayin. And Sichas Aran, Sicha Reish Chav Ches. Shemati B'Shmoy. So Rabbi Nachman says, I heard, means he didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Nachman. Shemati B'Shmoy. I heard that one of the Chevra told me, Rabbi Nachman says, B'Shmoy in the name of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman said, "Bevade, certainly there are kosher Jews, there are wonderful Jews, there are tzaddikim, wonderful Jews, even though they don't do his burdens. For sure there are very fine Jews like that. Could be somebody asked Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi, are you saying that all of these things that we're hearing from you, are you saying that you can't be, so what about this Rav and that, Rosh Hashiva? To our knowledge, they're not in his body. So Rabbi Nachman said, "Oh, bevadai nimtzoyim ksheyim afa pi shein lam his body. They're ksheyer." Look what he says. Aval ani kare esam plaitis mevoholim umibulbolim. There are kosher yidden, there are kosher Jews and fine Jews and tzaddikim Jews, even without his body. But they're mevoholim umibulbolim. But they're, and I translate mevoholim. They're bewildered and confused. Muvahalim Muvahalim. Opisam kishiyor Mashiach v'yikresam. And because of that, when suddenly Mashiach comes, opisam kishiyor Mashiach v'yikresam, and Mashiach is going to summon them, these very fine Jews, who are certainly going to be rewarded with all the wonderful rewards that they deserve. And the Mashiach is going to say, call him over. I'd like to talk to you. They're going to be very confused and very shocked and they'll be mixed up. And however, us, he said to the Chassidim, the his brothers, people, Avlanachnu, niyad doimim k'may ha'odam, Acher Hashem. It will be like people who just had a good rest, a good sleep. Waking up after a nice, good sleep. After sleep, where the mind is very much settled, the person's in a good place, a very tranquil and peaceful place. So too, when Mashiach comes, we're going to be in such a way, without the muhuma and the bilbul of the other fine Jews. Bli muhuma or bilbul. There's obviously, even though he didn't go on to explain this in the Sicha, what is the maila of being able to be such people? Because you might say, okay, so I'll be more bilbul, but it'll be all right. What's the maila of not being mid bilbul or in a state of bilbul and muhuma? That's certainly, Rabbi Nachman is saying that's true. When Mashiach is going to come, certainly it's a huge advantage of being that way even before Mashiach comes. And that's one of the greatest things that his brothers brings. So that's, we'll see that Tzaddikim said that you could, when you look at a person, you could see whether he's Isaac and his brothers. You could tell, when you talk to a person for 2 minutes, you can see whether he's in the parish of his brothers. You could tell by how he conducts, you could just tell. So, Yishev Adas, Menuchas Nefesh is a huge, huge thing. Because when you have Menuchas Nefesh and you have Yishev Adas, then everything else in your life is good. And you're able to deal with everything that comes your way. You could deal with. But when a person doesn't have Yishev Adas, a person doesn't have Menuchas Nefesh, and everything is a whole to do. Everything is a big deal. Everything is crazy. All the bad midas come from the person not being miyushav, not being in place of yeshiva das. And of course, in our days, this is the biggest nisayin. Because it used to be that that I was just thinking about it before, but remember, some of us here are old enough to remember, when you remember there was a phone that had a wire on it. And sometimes you just had enough of it. You remember what you did? You just took it off, and that was Shalom Ayisrael. And then later on, I would have my mother yelling at me. Your phone was busy for 2 hours. So I said, Ma, it wasn't meant for you. I'm so sorry. But I was meant for all the other things, but not for you. But that fantastic system that we had, where the world is modernizing at such a pace that probably within the next few years they'll have that again. So people can, come back around. So people will be able to breathe again. So you'll have a phone that's on a wire. Remember, you had the one then, it was like it was in the kitchen against the wall. And you stop, you had to stand over there and dialing it. I'm talking about the old fashioned dial. It even took a second till, if you're dialing a big number, it took already, you had 2-3 seconds, Yishuv Das. Before there was automatic dialing. And it had to do with the thing. Sometimes you were, you used a pencil, remember? And you were dialing the phone. Sometimes you're trying to do a couple of things because you're doing something at the table and you're holding the phone with the wire, and sometimes it just came down. The whole thing fell down. Easy off. But you had Yishuv Das, you took the thing off the hook and it was finished. It was impossible to call you when it was off the hook. They had to come in person, like in the old days. They had to show up at your door. It was impossible to get in touch with you. Impossible. Not that it was in the next room, not that it's off, not that it's on vibrate, it's on silent. It was built T.F.Shari. You were out of reach. No such thing. Someone told me that they went on a cruise and it cost them thousands and thousands of dollars because they just wanted to have a few days out of it. He said that on the boat they couldn't reach. Maybe now they can. This is years ago. On the boat they could reach it already now. Yeah?
Yeah. But you cannot.
They do it on the plane too.
Yeah.
The plane, I heard that you're gonna have it already on the phone service on the plane. Unbelievable. Because I love the flights there to Israel. No? Like a 3-day yontif, right? It's unbelievable. It's crazy because we're Bali Bechira. We're afraid. We're afraid that people can get upset. We're afraid that something's what's it called? FM? FM? FOMO. Fear of missing out. Something's going on. And in addition to that, people make themselves onto chats. It's not enough just with the phone. It's not enough with the phone. I'm this close to already making a decision that I'm done with it. And people go, my close friends will still love me. And the people, and I'll just have a phone for my mother and for my kids. I'll have one phone. Yeah, such an Indian, maybe they're making the world. Good mind. So what's going to be? I don't know. You're going to hate me? I don't know what's going to, I'm afraid I'm going to lose all my friends. I can't. How are you supposed to learn Torah like this? How are you supposed to have Yeshiva Das? I'm not in a business. I don't have to have, like that. But the people that are growing up in this generation, they don't remember there was a life like that. They don't even remember there was a life of Yishuv Das. A little bit of Menuchas HaNefesh to have Yishuv Das. So if a person has his Bodhis, that's another unbelievable fringe benefit of his Bodhis. Because there's no such thing as his Bodhis. When you have that thing with you, there's no such thing. No such thing. It's the nahafechu of his burdens. So it has to be put someplace. You, whatever it is, you leave it in the car, and you go, and you go, and you go, and you walk, and you go away, away. And then you come back, and you see on the phone, it says 18 this, and 42 that, and 26 that, and you take the whole thing, and you look for something where it has a little garbage can, you know what that is? Yeah. And you go, ding. It's terrible. No? It's vicious. The vicious that we're doing to ourselves, that our children don't have normal parents, is much bigger than you're not taking that Yentis phone call. It's much bigger, the vicious that we're doing to our own children, because they don't have normal parents. That our children are growing up in homes without normal parents, without normal friends. That they're growing up with people who are always running around like this. It's a bigger vicious that we're doing to our friends than not picking up the phone calls and the messages. It's much bigger vicious. Now, you can even compare the vicious that we're doing to our own children. Child says, you go walk into a restaurant. Go right from here. Go walk into the restaurant. Well, then nobody's home from school now. But you go later on, they come up from school. 5 towns, people go out to eat during the week, a lot and everything. You go to the restaurant to see, they're having a family outing. You watch everybody about the family outing. It's a vicious. It's a mamsha rishis to people. But we don't know how to be such rishayim that if you see a message that you don't take it within 30 seconds that you got, you think, how could that? It's not nice. I'm not there. But to your own children, you could be the biggest rush. To your own wife, to your own friends, you could be the biggest rush. To your close friends, they don't even have you for 5 seconds because you're busy with your phone. It's all twisted. Everything is twisted. Everything is twisted. His Bardus, one of the unbelievable fringe benefits of his Bardus, it's not automatic Yishev Adas and Menuchas Nefesh, because you could be a person that even if you're completely detached and you're on a cruise and you're on some, forget about a cruise, you're like on a rowboat in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, Chas V'Shalom, with that, you also might have it. Like, well, if you're on a rowboat in the middle of the Pacific, you're probably not going to have Yishev Adas. But you could be like in the most relaxing vacation, right? This is the vacation. The whole year you're planning for this vacation and you spend more money than you could possibly afford and you have this vacation. It's gevaldik. And yet the whole reason you came on the vacation is you got to get away. You have to have some Yishev Adas. But if you're just not in that place, you're not going to have Yishev Adas sitting alone without anything. Because it's an avoid to come to Yishev Adas. Also bittul. To be able to let go of yourself. And not to care so much what people think about you also. It's an avoid. It's a big avoid. To be in that place of Yishev Adas. Yishev Adas. You see what's happening now, that the kids that come from Shabbos homes, that they're texting on Shabbos. Listen, I grew up in a modern Orthodox environment. None of us, there was no such a thing that a person would make a phone call on the Shabbos. I don't remember. There was no such thing by the Chevra. And there were all kinds of wise guys, and, you know, like different madrigas of religiosity. But if you were Shomer Shabbos, you kept Shabbos. You didn't call somebody. You didn't have such a thing to call a person on Shabbos. How did that switch? There's not just a few kids, you know that. And by the way, I was told there are some adults that do it too. How did that happen? How did that switch happen? If you look at yourself as being somebody that's Shomer Shabbos, but you can't hold yourself back from being one. How did that happen? Without the person being in the Metzius of life, where he has the luxury of his brothers of Levada. And then once you see that the unbelievable joy and pleasure that you have through Levada, then you feel more and more how inappropriate, how insane this whole thing is that we're stuck in. We're not stuck. We're not meshuggah. We have to find a way out of it. We can't let our lives be ruined by this. We can't. Our children, our friends, our grandchildren, our relationship with our parents. We can't. When I was my father was shown, because I never have a ring, I never keep a ringer on or a vibrator, never. So, but I'd be with my father, and I was spending some time with my father, and I was talking to him, and I would just take out, if I would take out just a check, because I might be an Indian, and I'd take out to my father, my father look at me like I'm Martian, and he would, before I got to anything, he would say, put that away, you'll do that later. So what daddy would say, he says, here, put it away. How's it? And I love the way he said the word "that." It was like a dead squirrel. that they're afraid of salt. You know what I'm talking about?
The snails.
Yeah, the gooey, disgusting things. And my father would say about it. He said that it was like he was talking about something like
slug.
A slug. Put that away, slug. Put that away. And it was only the last 2-3 years of his life that for the enikloch he would. On the phone that he was picking up because it was getting harder for my mother. He didn't want my mother to have, he would pick up a phone. All the years, my father never, ever picked up a phone. Never picked up a phone. Only my mother would pick up and would say, it's give to my father. And my father would usually just talk into the thing and not even put to the ear. There's a whole interesting thing. And this is, I'm talking about the 1980s, 1990s. I'm not talking about, you know, talking to the phone. And he always, Erev Yontif was, he had his cousin, it was Yoshi. And then it was the brother Itzu, and there was the Erev Rosh Hashanah phone calls, right? So you had to see how these phone calls went. So my mother would get the phone and say, it's Yoshi. And my father takes the phone, no ear, just talks into things. Says, I get your Yoshi, Alice gets, I get your Xivus, I get your Ben, so you don't need to put the phone. That was the whole phone call. I get your. That was it. But we're going to be modern enough that we're going to be able to do that soon, I hope. We'll get to that. at that point. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. A little bit, a little bit. Okay, Hashem will continue next time.